Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion, maybe the greatest handle of all time. And for me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And we've got real NBA basketball to still talk about. Thank God for that. Can't believe the Miami Heat have forced a game six with the LA Lakers. Great stuff. Jimmy Buckets has been damn near perfect. Ridiculous how good that guy has been. Remarkable. And then obviously NFL football, lots of that to talk about. More problems with the COVID hitting teams. So we'll have an issue with the Broncos and the Patriots. Obviously college football. We got the Big Ten, Pac-12, everybody coming back pretty soon. Baseball, Major League Playoffs, we got the ALCS, we got the NLCS. Mike, we're not at a loss for things to talk about. How are you, brother? Well, I don't know where Mike is right now, but anyway, I'll find him. I know that. I'll guarantee that I will find Mike pretty soon. And obviously, just getting loose, just getting warmed up. On the other side, like always, we'll have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I think I got my man Mike Wilson now, and obviously you got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, hook up with us, like we'll beam you up just like Scotty at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the social media stuff, too. It's Facebook, Dorf on Sports, Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And now I think I got the real Mike Wilson. And the only thing I left out in the open, Mike, just so you know, because I didn't know if I had you yet or not, and I left out maybe the best part of our day that took place on Saturday, which is you and I getting out, playing golf, meeting a couple of great people from another great state, not the great state of Wisconsin, but another great state, which is Ohio. And we had a great fun afternoon playing golf. And I want to tell you, man, it was fun. Really good time at the 19th hole. Everything, man. Just a great day out there on the golf course with you, brother.
Yeah, it was a great time out on the golf course. And, you know, when you get paired with a couple people that are just relaxed and kick back like our partners were, it makes
Mark
for a
and
great
Kay,
day.
Man. Let's say hello to them. Mark and Kay, what's up? How you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, hopefully they're sitting there. They're like, where's our shout out? Where's our shout out? Well, there you go, right there. But no, it was a good time, and luckily I had Coach Dorf with me to kind of point out a couple of things, and then I started smacking the ball around, and it felt pretty good.
Yeah, man. You know, look, I see things a little different than most people do. As you know, we've been covering sports for a long, long time, you and I both, in general. And yes, I am a coach. I'm a tennis coach. So there are certain things that work in tennis that will also work in golf, at least kind of what I've figured out from the way that I swing. And I just noticed a little flaw in your hands, and obviously – you took care of it, and bam, we were good to go. But I don't know if we have John Poulter yet, so hopefully we do in just a few minutes. Obviously, we want to talk to him about Major League Baseball and everything going on there. We got four good teams left in this, and you know what happened with the Yankees against the Rays. I want to get into that a little bit with him. So If we don't have John Poulter, we will have John Poulter, a professor of sports, relatively soon. Talk to him about Major League Baseball and everything that's going on there. Look, man, NFL, I don't know what you're thinking, but obviously you just, like me, I'm sure you saw that the Broncos and the Patriots moved to next Sunday. This is not the first time this has happened with the Patriots, man. Like, so they need to kind of figure things out. When you don't have a bye week to play with, I guess another – again, we talked about this yesterday, and it's true once again, sitting there talking to Katie in bed this morning about NFL football and what are they going to do. And she says, you know, well, not, didn't this already happen? So what they'll probably have to do, she says, is they're going to have to probably play on a different day during the week. I know they've moved that one to next Sunday at this moment in time, but – to her point, I understand what she's saying is once you have too many times where you can't afford to move things around because of a bye week, you're going to have to get creative and you're going to have to use a different day during the week most likely. Yes or no, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to have to use a different day during the week. And, you know, I know people will be like, well, what about player safety? Well, you know, this whole season's about player safety. But at the same time, if you want to get the season, and you're exactly right, Dorf, you got to be creative. You got to do things that are outside the box. And, you know, if you got to play during the week, you got to play during the week. And that's just how it goes in this season of COVID.
All right. So speaking of how it goes, we got to jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with our guest, none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're obviously going to talk some Major League Baseball. Let me set it up for you, though, people. We're in the ALCS. We're in the NLCS right now, and we've got a couple of four good teams left, if you ask me. Obviously, the Rays and the Astros. You got the Dodgers. They're going to be playing the Braves, and they closed it out emphatically against the Padres. Padres had a moment, had a chance late in that ball game. Couldn't capitalize. Manny Machado's at the plate. A great at bat from him. Gets on base. The bases are loaded. I mean, it just was. There was definitely the drama that we want to have. The Yankees and the Rays. We had the drama there with Chapman. I mean, it was some good stuff. John Poulter. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I'm great, man. I mean, obviously, it's a different feel with the way that we're watching Major League Baseball, everything, the postseason. I was watching the other day with my girlfriend, Katie. We're sitting there watching on TV, and I said, you know, it's kind of weird with the way that they're pumping in this crowd noise. It was right after the Rays win that unbelievable Game 5 with the Tampa Bay and the Yankees. And I said to her, I said, you know, it's kind of weird. It just doesn't feel exactly right. And she says, you know what, though? It's kind of cool the way that they're pumping in that sound. And they're doing everything that they possibly can to make it sound as natural as possible. And I'm just like, yeah, but that panning on the fans through the stands, it just – there's something about it that I'm really, really missing in baseball. But with that being said – wow, talk about the Rays, talk about the Yankees, talk a little bit about that excitement that we saw from the Dodgers and San Diego last night, too.
Well, you know, going to the Tampa-Yankee series, firstly, that was probably the five-round heavyweight fight that we thought it was going to be. You know, the Yankees hitting dried up at the wrong time for the Yankees, but we saw what great pitching Tampa Bay has. And at the end of the game with Brasso and Chapman, I think there was 10 pitches in it. That's got to be one of the classic at-bats I've ever seen, certainly one of the classic at-bats I've ever seen in the postseason. You just had that feeling that he was going to get on base. I mean, I didn't think he was going to get a home run, but I thought for sure he was going to get on base, because when you face 10 pitches from one pitcher, you generally, whatever you see coming, you know you've seen before. So you've got a pretty good idea what you're going to get. But I thought it was justice. I thought even though Brasso was very, what's the word I'm looking for here, diplomatic about the fact that this wasn't revenge, I think this was a great revenge for him in terms of the incident back in the regular season where he thought that Chapman had thrown at his head. I thought that was a great series. You know, that last play when the third baseman caught the ball, it looked like it was going to go right through. I mean, I thought that was a base hit for sure. And the next thing I know, the game is over, and you can see this ball poking through the glove. Looked like it, if it had been another half a mile an hour faster, it might have gone right through the glove, and we might have been talking about something else today. But that was a great series. The Dodger-Padres series was a great series. I don't think it was a 3-0 series in terms of the difference between the two teams. I thought the two teams were a lot more equally matched than a 3-0 game score would indicate. But I do think that the Dodgers are the better team. I do think the right team won in terms of talent. But that San Diego team is certainly an exciting team to watch, and I think going forward we're going to have a lot of fun watching the San Diego Padres in the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, good morning, John. This is Mike. Hope all is
Hi,
good
Mike.
With you. Hi. Hope everything is good in Toronto with you. But, hey, look, as we move forward here with the Rays and the Astros, the Astros with the season, they had their struggles and stuff, but you can't replace playoff experience, and the Astros have it. What are they going to have to do to get by that pitching staff of the Rays?
I think they're going to have to do a couple of things. They're obviously going to have to maintain the swagger that they seem to have refound since the postseason started. We talked about the fact that they were 29-31 going into the postseason, and based on that, probably didn't deserve to be in the postseason. But in the postseason games so far, six, they've played, they've looked like the old Astros, only losing one game out of those six games. I think they have to do two things. I have to think they have to maintain that swagger, because clearly Tampa Bay has a better pitching staff, so therefore they've got to get some runs and build on the runs, because if you look at pitching staff versus pitching staff, it's chalk and cheese. I think the other thing that they have to do is they have to come up with some pitching of their own. And, quite frankly, other than Lance McCullers, they don't really have any big names right now. So I think we've got an interesting situation here, that we've got Tampa Bay, which is probably the best team in the American League by quite a bit. But we've got Tampa Bay with great pitching and Houston with better hitting. So that sort of balances it out. So I think what's going to make the difference in this series is which of the two teams sort of picks up their game on the weaker side of their game. So does Tampa Bay start hitting or does Houston start pitching? If we see either one of those, I think we're in for a heck of a thrilling series there.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us. We got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back, obviously continue the conversation about Major League Baseball postseason. We're getting down to it. I still got my guys in it. I got the Rays and I got the Braves playing in the World Series. I think John does as well. So good stuff. We'll keep the conversation going on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499, 800-516-2499, 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499, paid for by Final Expense Direct.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's rap. Let's talk about sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And we're hanging out with John Poulter, a professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. We pretty much talk anything with John, to be honest with you. But we really enjoy talking baseball and hockey with him because he has such a good take on things. And I want to go back to something real quick before we break down the Dodgers and the Braves, and we've started talking a little bit about the Astros and the Rays and the matchup there. And I just was thinking about pitching because, as we know, everything is about pitching, and you don't want to exhaust those guys too early through the playoffs. And I think when you look at the teams that are left, they really didn't have to exhaust their pitching, maybe with the exception of a little bit of some tense moments for the Dodgers, you know, against the Padres, where they had people in runners in scoring position, and they had some tense moments. But I really feel like, you know, Atlanta's pitching was completely lights out. The Rays pitching, they didn't have to exhaust their guys the same way that the Yankees did. And I think that that was a really big factor. You talked about Chapman and things along those lines. And, you know, they put him in positions where they had to do too much. And you mentioned something about Aaron Boone maybe not trusting guys in this moment in time. And I think you have to be able to do that. So talk a little bit about the pitching aspect and what you've seen compared to maybe what I've seen, John, because I think when you're talking about the four teams that are left, we're really going to see some interesting spots where pitchers, batters are going to be having some incredible battles, and obviously someone's going to win those battles. So who has the advantage when there's no fans in the stands? The pitcher and the catcher are sitting there in that moment, and quite frankly, John, I really believe in my mind that those are the two people that would or could be affected most by the crowd noise or the lack thereof the crowd noise. So talk about the pitching, talk about the hitting, talk about the battle that's going on between those two people and then the significance that it will have on everything.
Well, looking at the pitching as a whole, I've said this a couple of times, and I think now we're going to seven-game series, excuse me, where there's no off days. this is where the depth of a pitching staff is going to become even more important. And I have to look at teams such as Houston, where, quite frankly, there's a bit of a sparse situation in terms of quality starting pitching. We know Garrett Cole has gone from last year. We know Verlander obviously isn't going to throw this year, so you take those two guys away. That leaves you with Lance McCullers and Zach Greinke. And, you know, that's really only two games out of the seven that you know for sure you're going to pencil in a top player. Houston's announced Framber Valdez, I believe, for Sunday night and Lance McCullers for Monday night, so I got to think Greinke goes Tuesday in Game 3. But the challenge is going to be in a seven-game series, you're going to need five starters because there are no off days. In other seasons, you've had that off day, that travel day, where it's allowed you to skip that last spot in your rotation. That's not going to happen this year. So looking at the American League, you got to think that Tampa's starting staff is stronger than Houston, so that's got to give them an advantage. And in the National League, the Dodgers have got some quality starters. Atlanta's got three reasonable starters in Max Fried, Ian Anderson, who for a rookie has played tremendously well in the postseason. And I guess Kyle Wright will probably get the start in Game 3. He looked pretty good in the first couple of rounds. But they're missing some of their big boys. You know, the Dodgers have got Buehler, they've got Kershaw. You know, you can just keep going through the Dodgers, where I think the pitching for the Braves is going to be a big advantage is at the back end. We've said for a little while that Kenley Jansen has not been the Kenley Jansen that we have become accustomed to over the last few years. And he really struggled in that Padres series, came into the ninth inning with a pretty big lead and couldn't close it out. I think Melanson is probably a better closer right now for the Braves than Jansen is for the Dodgers. So if I'm Dave Roberts, I'm a little concerned about what happens if I get to the ninth inning in a close game. You know, hitting and pitching, boy, I tell you, you got to think that nine times out of ten, the pitcher has the advantage because, A, he knows what's coming. And general rules say that a pitcher, every 10 at-bats, the pitcher is successful seven times, the hitter is successful three times, based on the average of a 300 batting average being good. So I think pitching is probably still going to be key, but what's going to make that big difference here is the depth of those pitching staffs. And, you know, as I mentioned, I think Tampa and the Dodgers probably are the teams with the deeper of the two pitching staffs right now in the respective series. So those are the teams that I would expect to move on, but you know, you raise this issue of no fans in the stands. I've sort of got to the point where I'm not really sure it makes a lot of difference, quite frankly. You talked about the noise being piped in, and I think that's just to take away some of the silence. I don't know how much of that noise the players hear. We probably hear more of it at home than they do in the stadiums. That's a question I've never been able to ask anybody because obviously there's nobody going to games, but I just think the pitching is going to be key here, and good pitching usually stops good hitting. So I got to go with the teams that are pitching better.
So you at this moment in time, do you like the Braves over the Dodgers, or do you have the Dodgers over the Braves? Then
I think I'm leaning Dodgers, and the only reason I'm saying that is I just think the Dodgers starting staff is a little deeper than the Braves staff, but
okay.
You know, you're talking two teams here that have not lost a game so far. So, you know, you can't do any better than that.
Right. No, but here's where I'm wondering if the Braves have such a decisive advantage once they get to the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth inning because their back end is just lights out. I mean, I don't know what they were. It was something like 39 innings and they'd given up like one or no runs. It was something just absolutely off the charts, right?
So an incredible number.
If they can get to the Dodgers early, I think the Dodgers are in a world of trouble. And I know that they have a great lineup, don't get me wrong, but it's different when you're playing from behind versus playing from ahead all the time. And then the psyche of those closers, it changes as well. So I just look at this as a really, really intriguing series in the sense of if the Braves can get to the Dodgers early in games, I think it goes advantage Braves big time. Obviously, if they can't get to him early, then their back end doesn't really matter so much. So they have to be able to manufacture and get runs early in ball games, don't they, John?
I agree 100%, and that's where it comes down to how the Buehlers and the Kershaws start out. And, you know, Kershaw's had a much better postseason than we've seen him have in recent years, but when he falls apart, he seems to fall apart pretty quickly. He looked like he was dominating San Diego in the start he had in that series, and then all of a sudden he gives up two homers, and the game is close again. So to your point, yeah, the Braves, the offense is good. If the Braves can keep it going and get ahead of the Dodgers and get it down to a battle of bullpens in 6, 7, 8, and 9, I think it's got to be advantage Braves. So this is where I'm saying the onus is on the Dodgers starting pitching to keep the game close until it gets to the middle innings.
And honestly, I just got to say this, too. I mean, the fact that the Astros are where they're at right now, it's a testament to them. And ultimately, you know, we're upset about them banging on garbages and things along those lines. But at the end of the day, this is a team that's been incredibly focused in the postseason to get to extremely high levels and play at a great level to keep putting themselves in the position where they're at. So at the end of the day, the way to silence your critics, at least in my opinion, John and Mike, just win, baby. And that's what the Houston Astros are doing. They're winning. I don't think they win this one, but you have to give them kudos for what they have been able to accomplish, John.
Oh, 100%. And let's remember, the guys that were the ones that were caught cheating are not all on that team anymore. So let's not blacklist everybody simply because they're wearing a Houston uniform.
Hey, great point, John, as always. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Major League postseason in full effect. All right, we got to take that break. Mike and I will be back. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk NBA. We'll kind of talk just about everything. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com. Now.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
Just win, baby.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us. Let's rap about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, obviously we just got done talking some Major League Baseball with John Poulter, our professor of sports. I do want to talk NBA. I do want to talk NFL. I do want to talk college. So let's start in the NBA, and let's talk about what happened with Game 5 of the NBA Finals, where another unbelievable, ridiculous, remarkable, outstanding, spectacular performance from not one, but a couple of guys. I mean, LeBron James played great. One of the best games you're going to see a guy play and lose. And then on the other hand, you have Jimmy Buckets, who does what he does and obviously gets the victory with it as well. I mean, in all honesty, Jimmy Buckets has outplayed LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the whole Los Angeles Lakers a couple of times. And one time he had a 40-point triple-double without shooting a three-pointer. The other night he has a triple-double with 35 points. LeBron gets close. He has the 40 points, the 13 rebounds, the 7 assists. Jimmy Buckets gets 12 and 11, so there's his triple-double. But this dude has been able to outplay maybe the greatest player of all time in some people's mind, if you haven't seen Michael Jordan play, maybe, or something like that, and if you're not old enough to go back that far. But truth be told, man, is it fair to say that Jimmy Buckets has been able to outplay the best and maybe a top five player in Anthony Davis at least twice in this series? And if he can do it another couple of times, then this dude is going to obviously win the MVP, which would be insane because everybody thinks the Lakers are going to win anyway. But at the end of the day, this guy has totally outperformed two of the best players in the NBA at least twice. Pretty impressive. Yes or no?
No, yeah, you're exactly right with outperforming, you know, two of the best, you know, top five players in the league. You know, mentioned LeBron being, you know, arguably one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, if you haven't seen MJ. But it's one of those things where Jimmy, wherever he's gone, there's always been something, some kind of drama or something else going on with that team, and they feel, that team feels the need to get rid of Jimmy. Well, look, Jimmy Buckets is making those teams that got rid of him look really damn stupid right now. This guy leaves it all out on the court. You mentioned his 40-point triple-double without taking a three. That tells you his mid-range game is one of the best out there. He gets other teammates involved. He's the emotional leader, to me, of that team. He just brings the toughness and just the willingness to get his team past the finish line and for the win. And, you know, for those people, for those Laker fans that think that this is just a foregone conclusion, I just have to refer you back to Game 5 where it was, you know, 3-1. People were thinking, hey, this is over. Jimmy Buckets and that Heat team just said, hold on a second. This is not over until it reads 000 on the scoreboard. And the Heat took it to them. The Heat played hard. Butler obviously did what he did. And, you know, tonight, you know, it's going to be a war. Jimmy's not going to let his team go out. he's not going to let his team go out on a whimper. They're going to go down fighting, and if they lose, they lose, but they're going to be able to hold their heads high. And going into next season, look, Miami's going to be a threat to win the East again. So it's just one of those things where it's really great to see, you know, a team that's going to constantly being counted out during the season, or during the postseason, get to where they are and be very close to winning a championship.
All right, so Goran Dragic, doubtful for game six, haven't played.
Right.
He hasn't played since game one, obviously been out for most of the series. Bam Adebayo out for several games. He's back. Definitely had an impact having him, just another body out there, another big body, another active body, and he's a very good player. So you need that guy. You need Goran Dragic back eventually too. But doubtful. I'm seeing that obviously Anthony Davis is probable. What did you make of that the other night? I'm sorry, but I'm watching that, you know, and I get a call from one of my buddies because he knows I have an interest in this series, as well as you know I have an interest in this series to a certain degree. I'm pulling for the Miami Heat. And at the end of the day, man, I'm seeing what happened there, and it really didn't look like very much, I'll be honest with you. And I'm wondering, is this drama, is this Anthony Davis kind of opening things up for LeBron to potentially be the MVP, because now he's got to take over a little bit more if Anthony Davis is unable to perform at the highest level? And it looked like his heel was bothering him, and that's from a previous injury that he had before, but come on, man. You got to suck it up. I'm sorry. That was soft. That was weak. What did you think?
No, I thought it was soft and weak as well. I agree with you that it didn't appear to be much. But, look, he's certainly opening it up to LeBron getting the finals MVP, in my opinion. You know, and not that LeBron wouldn't deserve it anyways. I mean, the way he's been performing. So it's just one of those things where, yeah, Dorf, you and I agree on most stuff, and we're going to agree on this. Come finals time, you throw everything in the kitchen sink at it. Rest comes in the off season. You do have to suck it up. You do have to, you know, raise your level, of play. You gotta raise your level of pain. As well. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get the ring. And, you know, when you look at LeBron sucks it up. He just does. Anthony, AD, one of the best big guys in the league, if not the best big man in the league. Yeah, he has to suck it up, and that's the bottom line.
All right, so I'm kind of one of those, I'm not a stat guy, you know that, but I am into numbers quite a bit, all right? So any clue what the difference in the point differential would be if you take out game one? Because I'll tell you, game one was an 18-point victory for the Los Angeles Lakers when, like I said, they lose, you know, Bam, they lose Goran. So you can kind of take that game out of the mix. But any clue as to what the point differential is between these two teams, games two through five, Mike?
You know, I would say it's somewhere in that, maybe that 5 to 8 range, somewhere in there. I mean, how close is that?
All right. So I'm going to tell you what it is. And it's my point is that, and that's, I'm glad you said that, because then it kind of seems like most people think this series isn't really that close. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, you better pump the brakes on that, okay? Because at the end of the day, this is an extremely close series, and you're a little bit off. It's 2 points, man. The Los Angeles Lakers have outscored the Miami Heat by 2 points, a total of 2 freaking points, games 2 through 5. So at the end of the day, this is an extremely tight series that we have right now. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say this, Mike. If Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo did not get hurt in game one, then you know what? I think the Miami Heat are in the driver's seat. I think the Miami Heat are the ones that have an opportunity to win the NBA title. That is my humble opinion as to what I have seen. When you're playing 5 games and it's 3-2 LA, and the other team has had to play 3 of those, if not more, games without two of their three best players. What I'm trying to say is, sooner or later, the law of averages come through, and you're starting to see those Lakers shooters starting to miss some shots. And you know what? Miami is one hell of a basketball team, that they have the ability to go out there and battle even without two of their three best players. I think it's remarkable, and I think people are missing. And there's another thing that's going on here. Eric Spoelstra is a hell of a coach, man. So the fact that he has these guys ready and prepared to play when they don't have their best, it's unbelievable to me what the Miami Heat are doing, Mike. It really is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head with Spo, just being the coach that he is. Look, he's a championship coach. He's won titles. It's, you know, we all know, you know, he won his titles when LeBron and the Big Three and Bosch and Wade were there. But he's still won. And he's been in so many different situations that he has an answer for. You know, you come out of a timeout, you come out, you know, pregame, Spo has his guys ready to go. And in his mind, he's ready to go because he's just about seen it all in terms of different situations in the league. And it's just a credit to his coaching, style, a credit to his coaching acumen, that he has his Miami Heat within two games of another championship.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, I want to talk a little college football with you real quick, because obviously a few minutes left in this segment. And then we got the last segment, top of the hour, and then boom, we're into hour two, and things just keep rocking and rolling. Let me ask you a little bit about college football. Obviously, you know, you and I love it, but we're having a little trouble getting into it under the current situation and the circumstances that we're all going through. But right. With that being said, it's still being played, and we love that. It should be being played, because why not? If everything else is going on, you might as well let these kids play too. With that being said, though, looks like Clemson is still the real deal. That to me, they look really good. Alabama had a little bit of a scare from Ole Miss. Georgia rebounded. You know, they just keep playing pretty well. Notre Dame got another victory. A&M gets a victory over Florida. I think that may be the biggest shocker of the day. What say you?
No, I would say A&M's win over Florida is probably the biggest shocker of the day. And you know, the biggest shocker of the day for me when I saw the Texas A&M Florida game was the amount of fans in the stands. Holy smokes, at A&M. It was, you want to talk about a possible super spreader, event. That could have been that Texas A&M game. That was pretty crazy, the amount of fans they let in that game. But to get back to Alabama and Ole Miss, those guys were trading punches basically the whole game, and it wasn't until the end where, you know, Alabama got a turnover, they scored, and kind of they got that final distance of 15 points to pull out the game. But Ole Miss came to play yesterday, and then the thing that, I don't know, it kind of reeks of sour grapes a little bit, but Saban comes out and he's wondering if Ole Miss knew the offensive signals, defensive signals of Alabama, if they were like stealing signs or something like that. I'm like, Nick, you won by 15. You won the game. Knock it off. Okay. And if people are stealing signs, we all know that happens. And, you just kind of have to get past it because you're Alabama. You're better than that.
Look, at the end of the day, like you said, they get the victory, and just because it's close, don't knock on a team that's out there giving everything they have and playing you punch for punch, blow for blow. I think that's, like you said, a little sour grapes. All right, we got to take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your mind, sports or anything else. Really doesn't matter. Whatever's on your mind is on mine and Mike's mind. You can always get at us on Twitter, too. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports, and check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, obviously, our number one just about in the books. We didn't talk about it, but French Open going on, and I'll tell you what, this Rafael Nadal guy is just something spectacular. He makes quick work of Novak Djokovic in the final, and most all time at a single slam. This guy has 13 French Opens now. It's beyond remarkable. He's a master of clay, man. He just doesn't lose on clay, bro.
No, he doesn't. And when you talk French Open, you certainly have to think of Nadal. And he is, I mean, that is such a huge number, Andy. 13 titles of the French Open. Just a one major tournament. He has 13 of them. I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how dedicated this guy is on the clay, that when it comes to it, he is just so superior to anybody else that he makes them look beyond average, to say the least. You know, it's crazy. So, yeah, kudos to Rafael Nadal, who takes out Djokovic. By the way, it was 6-0, 6-2, 7-5. So Djokovic the guy who is actually the number one seed, which is insane to me when you think of that in the first place. How is Rafael Nadal not the number one seed on the clay? But the guy only can muster up seven games over three sets. That's the difference in how good Rafael Nadal is on the clay. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. He's...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. That's according to White House doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Dr. Conley releasing a memo saying the president is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo did not say if President Trump tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, the president made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. The president saying the administration has a handle on the coronavirus.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Still no deal on a stimulus bill. Democrats and a lot of Republicans balking at the latest $1.8 trillion proposal put out by the administration. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protest ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensah, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I've had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. A manned space flight scheduled for the end of this month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA saying the launch will now be in early to mid-November. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Louisiana residents cleaning up after Hurricane Delta, which made landfall as a Category 2 storm on Friday. Lafayette, Louisiana resident Sabrina Huffman tells NBC News these storms have been happening now for years.
I just wanted to see the damage. I've been through Katrina. I've been through Andrew. I've been through, what was the last one?
Laura.
This one here? No, nothing that compares to Katrina, sorry.
In tough times like these, it does pay to be nice. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
An Ohio mother decided to treat her three kids to McDonald's after football practice on September 22nd. The only problem, after she ordered, she realized she'd left her purse at home in a rush to be on time. Brittany Reed says cashier Wyatt Jones didn't hesitate, whipped out his card, and paid for the meal. Miss Reed posted on a local Facebook page, hoping Wyatt's parents would see what a kind kid they raised. She learned he was saving to buy a car, started a GoFundMe page, and as of October 7th, raised nearly $35,000 from more than 2,000 donors. Happy travels, young man.
Full slate of NFL games kicking off at 1 o'clock Eastern time. The early games highlighted by the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. And in your late game of note, the Indianapolis Colts will travel to Cleveland to play against the Browns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and definitely good evening to some of you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can come at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And while we have NFL Week 6 to talk about, we have Major League Baseball postseason to talk about. We've got college football to talk about. We have French Open tennis to talk about. We have NBA basketball to talk about. Literally so much to talk about in the sports world. We are here for the next hour to do it with you, and we'll have Brett Boone join us in a little bit, former Major League Baseball player. Mike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm doing really good, man. Just another day in paradise for you and me. But, you know, look, with COVID, you know, and all these seasons meshing together now, we got a ton to talk about. So let's get to it.
Yeah, man, it's been tough for a long time, but now it's kind of all hitting us all at the same time and makes our job a little easier, dude, where we don't have to talk about problems. We can talk about what we want to talk about, which is sports, sports, and more sports. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we will hook up with former major leaguer Brett Boone. Keep it right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in. He is Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the social media stuff as well. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And we're going to now hook up with the real Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. But before we jump out real quick, I got to mention this because I know we have a great listener who always calls in Santa Monica. M-I-S-M is what we like to call him because his name is Mitch and he's in Santa Monica. And I just thought about something because we're going to have Brett on right now, and I was shooting Brett text messages last night at the golf course while Mike and I were on the 19th hole with a couple of great people from another great state, not the great state of Wisconsin, but the great state of Ohio. These people were Buckeye fans, and I know that that's going to get under Mitch in Santa Monica's skin because, you know what, he's a Miami fan. And you know what happened to Miami last night? They met the Clemson Tigers, and the Clemson Tigers said, no, no, you're not ready for this yet. So, Mitch in Santa Monica, hopefully I have inspired you because, yes, the Dorf Man is literally calling you out. No show when Miami goes down, but yet we had a great time with those people from Ohio and the Buckeye fans, man. They were good to us. So, I'm sorry, Mitch in Santa Monica, but the Dorf Man had a great experience with those people in Ohio. All right, let's jump out to the phones and hook up with Brett Boone. Brett, good morning, my man. How are you?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're down in the final four, and you know, like I said, I'm shooting text messages with you last night, talking a little bit about what I'm watching on TV, the Padres, obviously, who you've been really near and dear to this year because that they're in your backyard. So, talk to us a little bit about how the Dodgers were able to beat these guys 3-0. But quite frankly, I think this series was closer than the actual outcome, Brett.
Well, I didn't give, you know, once Lamet and Clevinger went down, you did see Clevinger briefly, but then he you know, something happened and he re-injured that arm. It's really a mismatch when you drop those two big pitchers. The Dodgers are just too deep. I think if you call it a wash offenses, because they're both really high-powered offenses. And then you go to the starting rotation, there's no comparison, especially in a five-game series. Those Dodgers are just too deep, 1-4. So I really thought it was a mismatch. Now, it would have been interesting to see Clevinger and Lamet at the top of that rotation facing off against the Dodgers. I still think the Dodgers are just a little too good for the Padres. But going forward, in the next couple years, I think you're going to see a real exciting, real good Padre team as they grow and mature with this group of guys they got now.
You know, Brett, you know, I don't want to bring up, you know, what happened with your brother's team, but we got to go there. What did you see with the Yankees and the Rays? You know, the Rays obviously getting past the Yanks, but what did you see that put the Rays over the top?
Well, it's a similar scenario to the Padre and the Dodger. It's just, you look at that Yankee team, and man, at any time they can hit 4 or 5 home runs in a game, but they're pretty decimated in the starting pitching. I've said this since the beginning. Usually at the end, the team hoisting that trophy in the end has a plethora of big-time starting pitching. And if you look at the breakdown between Tampa Bay and the Yankees are, first of all, they lose Paxton. You know, they're obvious number two behind Cole. Severino out for the year, and German lost for the entire year. So basically, you took three of the Yankees' biggest arms, and they were a non-factor here. So you got Cole and Tanaka, and you know, that's a pretty tall order, especially when you're playing the Tampa Bay Rays, who are 4 deep in the starting rotation, and a bullpen, probably the best bullpen in all of baseball. I just think it was a mismatch from a pitching standpoint. This Tampa Bay team is really good, guys, and I've said that since the beginning. They're just a bunch of guys on offense. They play really good defense. A bunch of guys on offense not too many people probably ever heard of. But they're just a bunch of really good players, and they've got pitching that is just better than everybody else in baseball. And they're still my pick, have been my pick since the beginning of this tournament to win the World Series.
That's the voice of Brett.
What a great game! I'll add one more thing. What a great game, though. Great game 5 was, you know, because I was talking to my brother a couple days earlier, and it didn't look very good for the Yankees. But I told him, I said, you got to win 1 out of 2 to get it to 2-2 to get the big boy on the mound. And Cole definitely didn't disappoint. It just came down to a pitching matchup. Tampa Bay did a great job. The Yankees did a great job, and you get a kid that hits a huge home run off one of the greatest closers in the game, and it was kind of, you know, he was the guy that got thrown, that ball thrown behind his head, so it was a little payback. It was actually pretty cool for him, but I felt for Aaron because I know how much that meant to him, but you know, get that pitching back, Yankees will be back next year.
No, absolutely. That's the voice of Brett Boone joining us here, former Major League Baseball player, talking, obviously, Major League postseason, and more notably, we're talking Aaron Boone and what happened to his brother's Yankees at this moment in time. And let me ask you this, because I kind of was thinking, like, I don't think Aaron totally trusts his bullpen at this point, and I saw things that kind of made me feel that way, where he would bring guys back maybe quicker than usual? Did you, or do you just have to slim things down in the postseason and go with your top guns and exhaust them? And if it happens, it happens. And if you don't exhaust these guys, then you're doing something extremely right. But at the end of the day, I think that everybody is going to exhaust arms. But I felt like he went to some interesting combinations, at least in my mind. What say you though?
Well, I'll tell you, let me preface the whole thing with saying Aaron Boone during the season is different than Aaron Boone, my brother. So I really don't press him on it during the season. We'll have lengthy talks in the off season about things. But when he's in the heat of it, he's really close to the vest on strategy and what's going on internally, you know, with their plan that they formulate before each and every series. And just my experience playing for as long as I did, and different managers I played with, it was, you went to a lot of gut when it came to crunch time and to big games. And you know, you definitely have the data and you have the matchups and you have the pregame plan. But I think what Aaron got to is he really trusted his guys at the end with Britton and Chapman, and he was trying to use them as much as you saw him using, you know, bringing Britton in the seventh and splitting the seventh, eighth, ninth up between him and Chapman. He also trusted Green, but those three guys were the guys that he trusted, and that happens year to year. You know, one year you might have a guy that's just your standout guy that you can go to. That next year, certain times in the year, sometimes in the postseason, you don't have that good gut feeling about it. So you go with your gut. I've always seen the great managers always have a great gut, and they know when to go to it. And that's, to me, that's a bit, other than handling personnel, I think managing a Major League Baseball team, you can do the X's and the O's and bring the lefty in and the righty in and what does the data say. But at the end, the great managers really manage a team that do it the best. They really manage people. And the second thing is they really have a good gut, and usually their gut, what their gut's telling them is usually the right move. So I think that's what he went to. I just think in this case, Tampa Bay's a better ball club. And that's just my true, honest opinion as an analyst.
All right, so tell us about the Boone podcast and what's coming up. I know you're taking that thing to higher levels these days.
Yeah, you know, I started off having a little fun with it and being on your side of the mic, which I've never been. I'm usually the interviewee, but now I'm the interviewer, and it's kind of a little bit fun. I started off with Andre Reed last week. We're going to have Pete Rose on the program tomorrow night. I'm going to have Ken Griffey Jr. later in the week. Next week we're going to have Joe West, the famous, you know, controversial at times umpire. He's been in the big league since 76. I think that'll be an interesting perspective from the fans to see what it's like to be an umpire, compare the eras when he started versus the game today. So I'm excited about these next three, and I've got a big list of guys, so I'm going to try to have a lot of fun with it going forward.
Hey, it's really good stuff. I check it out. I did check out the one with you and Andre Reed, man. We may have to talk about sharing some of these guests from, you know, the Dorfon Sports Show, the Boone Podcast. We can kind of ham and egg things together, man. What do you think?
Well, for a fee, sure.
I love you, man. I love
all right,
you, man.
Guys.
Hey, we're gonna
have
let you
day.
Run because we're having a little bit of a bad connection with your phone. So we'll catch up with you next week. Can't wait to talk to you, but keep going with the Boone Podcast. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I love everything that you're doing, Brett.
You got it, Andy. Good to talk to you, Mike. Take care.
Yep.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, joining us on the program like he does each and every week. And he's got a ton of things going on as well. So check him out. He's all over the map. Brett Boone, just look him up, punch him up. You'll find all kinds of stuff about him. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here.
It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You could hang out with us as well, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, let me just throw this crazy number at you. It's insane. 102 at Roland Garros is what my man Rafael Nadal is. That's his record. 100 wins, 2 losses at Roland Garros. Probably the most dominant thing in any sport, any time, any place, you name it, my man, Rafa Nadal, is the most dominant athlete on any one particular surface. It's amazing. It really is. The surface I want to talk to you about right now would be the one where your Twitter handle comes in really well. I want to talk some pigskin with you, brother. I want to talk some NFL football, and obviously anything that's on people's minds, we encourage, we welcome it, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to talk football, NFL style, but anything on your mind, we can always jump ship and go that direction. But, Mike, obviously we are now into another week in the NFL. It's week 5 here as we have – a lot of interesting topics to talk about, and most notably, it's still the COVID factor hitting because we have a couple of teams that are going to be unable to play the Broncos and the Patriots. But Bears come away with another victory. I think that was relatively impressive over Tampa Bay the other night. It looked like Tom Brady was getting a little forgetful. I mean, I guess at the young age, because you and I can say this, he's younger than us, the young age of like 43, he forgot what down it was. I mean, I know it happens, but you don't think that kind of thing happens to the best in the game. So week five, some thoughts from you before we get into this.
Well, thoughts with what you're just talking about with Tampa Bay and the Bears. I mean, look, Big Nick, stick, you know, he came up huge again against Brady. And, you know, you saw Brady be a little forgetful. And then you saw Brady pull LeBron and just walk off the field without shaking hands to Nick Foles or anybody. So that was a little disappointing with that. But, you know, look, this COVID thing is just one of those things where people have to be a lot smarter than they are. You know, you have the Titans who had all those people, players that came down with COVID and then they snuck in a practice. That was, to me, that was about as disappointing as you can get for an organization during this time. And then the Broncos and the Patriots, you know, the Patriots coming down, have players coming down with it. And it takes some discipline to get through these times, to not put yourself in a situation where you could be catching the virus, spreading the virus, all those kind of things. But, you know, around my household, you know, my son is just happy Pittsburgh is back on it and looking to get a victory today.
All right, so looking at the matchups, Panthers playing the Falcons, and not a lot of intrigue with the Falcons because they – just find ways to lose football games.
Yeah.
Raiders playing the Chiefs. I think that's an interesting game because obviously the Chiefs are a big favorite. The Raiders have had some moments where they've looked good time to time, but they just haven't been able to be that consistent. Cardinals going on the road to play the Jets. They got out of the gates pretty well, and then they stumbled. Now you got the Jets on your schedule. That's got to feel pretty good. But you're traveling across the country, so we'll see how that plays out. Eagles playing the Steelers, the Battle of Pennsylvania there maybe. Rams playing that team from Washington. The Bengals playing the Ravens. Jaguars playing the Texans. Texans need a win, man. They are desperate, seriously, very desperate at this moment in time. Dolphins playing the 49ers. Talk of Tua coming, you know, it's just a matter of time, right? Colts, Browns, they're going at it. That's an interesting game. That's a big game. Giants playing the Cowboys, and then the Vikings playing the Seahawks. That's another interesting game. Obviously, Russell Wilson has been very impressive, and Kirk Cousins not so much, but they did get their first victory of the season last week, so we'll be interested to see if they can follow that up. But what's hitting you early in the season? I mean, obviously injuries have played a major role, and I think we all thought that would be part of the equation. But anything that you're kind of picking up on right now?
You know, that's a good question. The injuries, I mean, you mentioned the injuries, and that was the thing that I was picking up on. And it's just not, you know, the injuries to the guys that are maybe second or third on the depth chart. It's big guys. It's name brand people that are getting hurt. The other thing that just, it boggles my mind is just Atlanta. They find ways to lose games like that Dallas game that they should have won. And it's just incredible that these kind of mistakes are made by professional athletes. They're supposed to be the best in the business, but right now Atlanta is just, I mean, it's just scary how they have lost some of these games, man. It just boggles my mind. And then the other thing is, you know, the COVID thing, the COVID aspect of all this, that it's wreaking a little bit of havoc with the league. And like I had mentioned earlier, the Titans, you know, they had a bunch of people within the organization come down with it, and then they sneak in a practice. The league has to come down on that somehow. You know, my idea would be, and I've heard this bandied about, no one gets paid. They lose that game check. So you can go ahead and play the game, but you ain't getting paid to do it for that game. But I don't know how they're really going to control the COVID thing. You can have all the testing you want, but once again, it comes down to the discipline of the people within that organization to keep themselves out of harm's way.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to hurt people, like we've seen in the past, is obviously hurt them in the pocketbook, and they decide to kind of change pretty damn quick. They straighten up. All right, so you mentioned some interesting stuff, and I'm now going to keep going. I'm impressed with the Bills. They're definitely the class of the AFC East right now, which is something that we obviously haven't been able to say for a long time because Tom Brady was with the New England Patriots, but now Cam is there, and you know they're 2-2, and I think that they're probably okay with where they're at this moment in time. But the Buffalo Bills have really shown me something. You know how much I like Josh Allen. I think this kid is a budding superstar in this league, and he can make all the throws. He's really good with his legs, and now he's becoming a better decision maker. So that's something that I've been extremely impressed with. Tennessee Titans, man, they quietly are 3-0, and you know they just methodically go about their business. The Steelers, they're 3-0. I'm still kind of wondering how good they really are. The Kansas City Chiefs at 4-0, I believe all the hype. I know this team is, if not the best, they are the best, so I don't need to say anything other than that. But then I want to switch to the NFC East, and this division is pathetic, bro. I'm sorry, but it's very, very reasonable to think that a team could be anywhere from 6-10 7-9, under 500. You're getting my point. They're going to win that division, and they're not going to be very good. I find that to be disturbing, to say the least. The Packers, that offense, Aaron Rodgers, remarkable so far. The South, I think that's anybody's ballgame, man. Like, seriously, Carolina, the Saints, the Buccaneers, anybody could come out of there. And then the Seahawks and Russell Wilson, what he's done, the Rams kind of coming, bouncing back a little bit. I think the NFC is way better than the AFC, I mean, all the way through. What say you real quickly?
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely totally agree. The NFC is better than the AFC, bottom line.
All right. We got to take a little break. And by the way, remember, NFL Rewind, that's 10 p.m. on Sports Overnight America. Just a quick shameless plug for that. We got to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-317-5697 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints alleged that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-317-5697 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-317-5697 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-317-5697. That's 800-317-5697. 800-317-5697.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, WinningReviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. WinningReviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out WinningReviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to WinningReviews.com. That's WinningReviews.com.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, my people. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And again, you can always come back late night with me on the world famous Sports Overnight America when I do the NFL Rewind. It is week 5 this week, so be extremely excited to do that for you at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever the heck you may be. And then obviously you can catch Mike and I Mondays and Fridays in Phoenix, Arizona, 88.7 The Pulse. Just go download the app, 88.7 The Pulse app on your phone. Take us with you anywhere you want to be. Look, Mike, here's the cool thing. When you and I talk sports and when I call people out from time to time, sometimes they show up and sometimes they go hide behind whatever in their basement or wherever they want to be. But not that dude in Santa Monica, MISM. Dude heard me calling him out about his Miami Hurricanes and their lack of their showing up against the big boys. And he must be a little upset about you and I having fun with those people from Ohio and maybe me going out there and shooting that solid number and whatever it is. But let's jump out to the phones and let's see what is on MISM's mind this morning. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf Man, you got Mike Wilson. It obviously is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, but it's your world, man. What's up?
You're really going to call me out about hanging out with Buckeye fans at the 19th hole? First of all, Mike MJW, how was the backside of the Dorf Man yesterday? Any different?
How are you? The backside never changes with him. It's just the amount of maybe frustration he showed a little bit more yesterday than the previous time. But, hey, he helped me turn around my game late in the round. So I have really no complaints.
Good for you. Well, listen, you know who calls in? Canes fan calls in. Mitch in Santa Monica calls in. I don't know if you got a Buckeye fan calling in. But, yeah. My Miami Hurricanes, I know we want to talk NFL in a bit, did not have the best showing. Penalties. Listen, one play doesn't turn a game, but when they stopped them on fourth down, or a team who stopped them on fourth down on the initial series, and with the lineman, we had a toe on the line, they called a ticky-tack offside, which was, he was offside. I was watching that. And then Clemson goes in for a score, it was all downhill from there. I mean, you know, it's tough. You're playing in the rain. Listen, Clemson is an insane football team. And Derek King, the quarterback of Miami, he's a stud. It was like 1 on 11 the entire game. I mean, he was almost single-handedly kept them in the ball game.
as much as they left out 42 points, I mean, the defense was just kind of taxed. But let's move on to a couple other things. First of all, are there, like, two new GOATs in sports? I mean, is Lewis Hamilton now, who tied Michael Schumacher this morning with 91 victories, now the new GOAT of car racing? And what about your boy Nadal, ties Federer with 20 Grand Slams? I mean, today was a pretty huge day outside of the NFL or NCAA football.
No, hey, let me jump in real quick, Mitch. And you know, what Rafi has done on the clay itself, 13 Grand Slams there. The guy's 102 at Roland Garros. I mean, let that marinate in your brain for a moment, people. This guy is the most dominant athlete on any surface all time when it comes to clay. The guy is just a magician. He is unbeatable, like literally unbeatable, unless he maybe has an injury or something that's a stomach flu. You name it. There's got to be something wrong with Rafi Nadal for you to get a victory over this guy on the clay. So, dude, he is unbelievable. It's absolutely remarable. It is, to me, it's the most impressive thing in any and all sports, to be honest with you.
It is. It's an incredible achievement. And, you know, you talk about who are the GOATs in their respective fields, what they're doing. And there's two today that really have now matched a bar that you thought might never have been matched again. And they're going to probably go on and break it and set new ones. And there's new GOATs now in different parts of the world of sports. But, you know, how long ago was it that the Dorfman was talking about Matty Ice, and Matty Ice was like the GOAT. You know, what happened to him? What happened to that guy with the Falcons? My goodness gracious. I mean, the Falcons, what kind of team is that? I mean, we always thought that the Bears and the Lions would invent ways of losing, but it seems like the Falcons are the new team that's in the chemistry lab trying to figure out new ways to lose ball games. I mean, they're just terrible.
They are. They're extremely bad. The defense is usually non-existent. They give up a lot of points, and Matty Ice just can't make the throws anymore, quite frankly. Like, you know, I've been watching him a lot, and the arm strength isn't there. The difference that I'm seeing with the younger quarterbacks is they can really sling it. They can throw it in any position, and Matty Ice, you're seeing that the arm strength is really taking a toll. So to me, the biggest problem is Matty Ice and how far he's declined. Mike, you jump in.
No, he has declined. And, well, look, I mean, Atlanta has declined as well. Like, you know, we talked about them having that hangover from the Super Bowl. They need to get into a 12-step program, because this hangover has lasted way too long for the amount of talent that they may have. And when does Dan Quinn – when does he get fired? Like, that's the next thing that I'm wondering. When does he get let go? I mean, Dorf, what do you think? Does Dan Quinn last the whole season, or is he gone after this game, or when?
Oh, it's coming soon. I think the pink slip is coming for him and other people as well. I wonder what goes on there with the Jets. I think that's at a point where that's becoming it's just not tolerable. You just don't want to see that. What's happening with the Giants? That's another team that you're going to scratch your head about and wonder when the changes are coming. Look, the Cowboys made changes, and they got Fat Mike McCarthy making terrible decisions for them now, and Dak Prescott isn't Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, and he's doing everything he can in his power to win games, but truth be told, Fat Mike keeps putting him in terrible positions. Look, Mitch, let's jump back to you real quick. What's catching your eye from the NFL right now?
I'll tell you what's catching my eye, and it's the virus and what they're going to do about it. I mean, they're going to have time on figuring out endless. I mean, right now they finally postponed the New England game this morning that was supposed to happen on Monday. So they're going to give New England and Denver a bye this week and try to figure it out. I mean, I think what's going to go down is that they'll probably lose the Pro Bowl, push the playoffs back, create an 18th week, try and get the makeup games in there. But then what happens if there's a COVID problem during, like, the playoffs? I mean, this is – or I don't know if we're going to last the season. I don't know if and you, I don't think that the NFL also can like lose games and go by winning percentages. And then if, or even go to forfeits, because then that gives an advantage to the team that maybe gets a forfeit, or the team that forfeits gets yet another bye week. And as we know, the NFL season is a season of attrition. It's about who can stay healthy at the end. And if you start giving teams, you know, forfeits and free wins and extra buys, it will completely change the balance of you know, teams that are actually doing the right things.
All right, so let me,
teams that get lucky.
Yeah, let me ask both of you guys a question. So, and this kind of comes courtesy of our producer Scott, who I talked to, obviously, and we're communicating back and forth. Okay, so I'm kind of in the same boat as Scott, thinking that in general, most of, if not all of these seasons that we're playing out are somewhat of a joke. But with the exception of what the NBA did and the NHL, because they were obviously a lot further in their seasons and it made a lot of sense for them to try to finish things out. But the way that things have kind of turned out, is it fair to say that the sports that we're seeing right now to a certain degree are obviously a fraction of what we would see if it would be a normal situation? So I guess what I'm saying is, and I'm going to start with Mike, would you call these seasons a little bit of a joke, or do you put an asterisk by them no matter what? Or can you go past all this stuff and say, no, these are legitimate, and what's happening, I'm totally okay with? Mike, you first.
Boy, that's a good question. I'm not going to put an asterisk by it. I think at the end of the day, when you get to the playoffs, and we're seeing this in the NBA, these players aren't going to look at this as an asterisk. They're going to look at it as, hey, look, this was the season. This is what we had to do. This is what we were, the hand that we were dealt, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL, what have you. At the end of the day, it's still a championship. And so I kind of tend to agree with that. I don't think that these players or the NFL are going to look at it that way. I can understand that some fans will, but at the end of the day, the NFL had to do what the NFL had to do to make money. And Andy, you and I talked about this ad nauseum. I mean, this is all about the mighty dollar. So they're doing what they have to do to recoup their money, but they're also doing what they have to do to have a semblance of a season.
All right, Mitch in Santa Monica, where are you on this? We'll give you a final word, and then we got to kick it to a break pretty soon. So where are you on all these seasons?
Well, I would say that Major League Baseball is definitely a joke. I mean, John Poulter, the professor, talked about it last week, when, you know, teams usually they just start going at game 60. I mean, we ended the season this year with 100 games that weren't even played. So, yes, this in Major League Baseball, this is a joke. And the way, you know, 7-inning doubleheaders, California, second base runner to extra
Little
inning
League
rule,
style. I got
it. Tiebreaker.
You know, I got
yeah,
you.
But the NFL, right now, Mike, Jay Wilson, I wouldn't say they had, because right now they're having to do what they're, and so far they're getting away with it. My fear is that the NFL is going to turn into Major League Baseball. And the thing is they won't be able to come, you know, because of the way football is, once a week, you know, that you can't lose anything. And if it becomes that, then that will be a joke. So I hope it doesn't. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Hey, the Packers are having a great season. A-Rod looks amazing. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing some good football games. But I just hope it doesn't turn into a joke. And I have this feeling that it will, because of the virus and because of what some teams, how some teams are handling it and some teams are not. I mean, listen, the Packers are Wisconsin's a hotbed. I mean, the chances of a Green Bay Packer getting the virus are pretty high because of what's going on in that state. You know, and who knows what's going to happen in Florida and where there are other hot spots. You never know. I hope it doesn't. The NBA, let's see what happens tonight if we crown a new champion. And LeBron, you know, gets into another GOAT discussion. But, you know, we'll see what happens and all that. But if I do have a one final shot, if we want to talk about goats, we did lose a goat this week, and it was really, really tough to see Eddie Van Halen kind of leave us with an incredible guitar riff off to the heavens. But it brought us some great music and great times. And shout out to Eddie Van Halen and all the other music lovers out there.
Hey, great stuff, Mitch in Santa Monica. Appreciate you, brother. And I like when I call you out and you step up to the plate. So good stuff. We appreciate that, guy. We got to take a break, and we're going to come back like we always do. It's parting shot time, so keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we always come at you each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, obviously, you're going to have to adjust wherever you may be. You can always catch me late night on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday evenings. We go into the wee hours of the night, and then Mike and I, we hit the airwaves in Phoenix, Arizona on 88.7 The Pulse, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. So check us out there at pulseradio.fm. And then otherwise, just check out the Pulse app, 88.7 The Pulse on your phone. All right, Mike, parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
You know, Mitch in Santa Monica brought up Eddie Van Halen, and, you know, we lost a great guitarist there. But Major League Baseball lost a true treasure in Whitey Ford, Hall of Famer with the New York Yankees. He debuted in 1950 with the Yankees, spent his entire career with the Yankees. He was a six-time champion. He was a 10-time All-Star. His win percentage was .69, which just is insane. Had a career win record of .236 and .106. He was just a true Yankee through and through, and it's just a bad deal when we lose one of the legends.
No, hey, great parting shot. Look, man, obviously we got to thank Brett Boone for joining us. We got to thank John Poulter, a professor of sports, for joining us as well. And I got a few things on my mind. I mean, Rafael Nadal, record-tying 20th slam at the French Open, 13 on the clay itself, just the most dominant guy on an individual surface as far as it goes in the sports world. It's beyond incredible, amazing. Miami Heat, man, let's see you guys push a game seven. Make LeBron work his tail off to get that fourth championship. NFL football, we didn't do our picks today. That's okay. We'll get at it again next week. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.